There were three things that that I wanted to share about, because this was very helpful. Throughout the years, I contemplated on three of them. One was the why this thought.
Very good.
Not any other thought.
That one very good. That one will let you understand how that memory and the brain work function.
And then another one was the fifth daily contemplation about karma. Then the direct seeing, I was trying very hard to understand direct seeing, too much effort actually. So I remember what caught my attention was seeing without labeling. So I put the points here before I forget. Then I go to the sharing. How the first one helped me, because throughout the textbook, I think at least two or three times this came out, even the unique quotes, this was in there. Whenever off and on, it's not all the time. And when I'm meditating, sometimes also it just occurred. Yeah. How come now I'm thinking of this? Trying to meditate. Why think of this? So then I realized sometimes it's my trauma. Because there was one time in class, this was very young, I was in secondary school still. I was on the debate and I totally forgot my script. And then I was staring blank. I debate halfway and then I lost my part. I sat back down. And that embarrassment, right, actually carried me until I was 30 years old. I didn't know. But off and on, it wasn't in dreams. It was just sometimes I suddenly feel down, then this came up. But I never questioned it because I thought everybody got trauma. Then
Very good.
I haven't finished. What this question helped me do is that, like, at moments like that, I actually realized this helped me understand who I am. I really do self-discovery here, self-search. Yeah. It's like, hey, I'm letting this haunt me. Yeah. It's nobody else doing. I'm letting it do it to me. Then that means there must be something that is holding on to this. Then I tick, tick, tick. It's the embarrassment. I felt that I was very badly embarrassed. When I asked this question, I say, why this thought? Which part of this whole experience really impact me? Then I really think is, the pie is it. Then I was like, hey, I need to get over this. Then it really made me look at who I am, what I have become, who I made myself to be, what habits I want to keep, what habits I don't want to keep. So this was really helpful. Throughout, that was only one example. Many, many times throughout the whole 3 years or so, when I was attending this 217, 18, 19, 3 years I attended. So it was repeated every time. And throughout those years, off and on, this really helped me. And I really see who I let my memory become. This bundle of memory, what I have been storing, or at least the memories my brain go and prioritize and bring up to me every now and then were all these. I realized why, and then I reslot nicely what I want to remember, what I don't want to remember so often.
Then just to add a bit, so that can improve the understanding. You see, like she said, she finally traced back is the Pisces embarrassment that trigger off that phobia, that trauma that accumulated in her brain. But she was lucky. It was just at the subconscious surface level. Understand? You have gone into the unconscious nightmare. Everything will come up. Then the other thing is, you see, Pisces, who is Pisces? It's the thought. Where you are egoic, you identify yourself, the Thai student. Okay? So, yeah, so he is embarrassed when the thought say, hey, how can you forget the script? It's a debate.
The Paise wasn't so simple. I was holding a grudge because when I was reciting my script, because I memorized all my points, stood up my turn, I started to speak. I was looking at the audience. Then the last row, there was two guys sitting down here making fun, laughing at jokes. Then at one time they laughed That was like, because I noticed their laughter, I don't know where I thought until already. Then I was internally, I was blaming that person for my mistake. I held that grudge, never told him anyone.
So you know what happened or not? Like I say, when you are lost in thought, preoccupied with that two guy, the awareness no more, then you come back, you cannot remember. Then panic. When you panic, the script, the memory all gone. That's why memory cannot help you. Memory is not wisdom. Wisdom is different. No need to remember. That's why I just ask you, why did I come here? How did I end up here? The moment you tell me, I continue already. Understand? So I don't have to remember. But for her, it's good experience. But the other thing that I can advise her is, last time she did the mind map, help a lot. Then she discussed with me, I adjusted a bit. Now, if she go back and read the mind map, she will understand it more, and she know how to refine upon it, on his own understanding, her own understanding. The Dhamma is like that one. Yeah. At that time, she was doing the mind map so big, she IT. She wanted to help people, which is very good. Then too many, and the time I know, the understanding not that deep yet. So a lot of things I see, okay. Simplify that, adjust a bit. Unless got like out by a bit, then I adjust. So enough for her at that level and for most people. But now she look at it, it become clear already. Then she will appreciate the Dhamma more, the one I adjusted, edited. Then later on, she can on her own act in things to her understanding. Very good.